Hi again, everybody, and welcome to Bengals Breakdown here on Bengals.com. I'm Dan Horde. He's Bengals.com editor Jeff Butch Hobson. And this week, the 2016 season comes to an end as the Bengals host the Baltimore Ravens at Paul Brown Stadium. This is my sixth year as the Bengals radio announcer. This will be the first time I've gone into a game knowing that this is it. There's always the possibility the last 5 years that you'd be playing again next week. And in this case, it's been a little bit melancholy in the locker room this week because there are some veteran players who have been very important to this team over the past many years who have in the back of their mind that this could be their last game in a Bengals uniform.
You know, the two guys you're talking about have to be the anchor on each side of the ball, left tackle Andrew Whitworth and defensive nose tackle Domantas Peko. Both came in the draft of 2006, both on Sunday. They'll be playing games where it puts them in the top 10 all-time for most games played by a Bengal. Domantas Peko at 171, Andrew Whitworth at 168. Domantas has also got a streak of 118 straight games that he'll be doing. The guys have been so important, Dan, like you said. Maybe most importantly what they did was they kept this team together during the 2011 lockout. But there's not only there's not only guys like Peko and Whit, and they could be back. I mean, that's they could be back. I think they might be back. But there's also guys like, you know, free agents like Drake or Patrick and Kevin Zeitler who have had, you know, really good careers here and might be in it for the last time. And there's always A.J. McCarron. Is this his last time as a backup for Andy Dalton? We know he's going to be one of the more pursued quarterback prospects out there by trade. So it'll be some interesting things. There are going to be some faces we won't see again after Sunday.
And in A.J. McCarron's case, we should point out that he still has a year left on his contract. So he's not a free agent, right. But the Bengals might look to deal him before he becomes a free agent and risk losing him for nothing.
And this is what we're looking at, Dan, as we look into the offseason, all these questions. You know, free agency is obviously a big thing, but you have the trade piece with McCarron. How far do you go with that? What are they looking for in return? I think a huge thing is going to be how do you replace guys like Zeitler and Kirkpatrick? You have a lot of young guys
in this club.
If they go.
Yeah.
You have a lot of young guys. For instance, Denard, a corner, hasn't had a lot of time, at the outside corner spot. Guys like, Christian Westerman, the rookie guard, if Zeitler goes, what are their plans there? And I think you'll see some of these guys on Sunday, just to kind of get a look at them and see what it looks like. But it's I think you'll see a little bit of the future out there, particularly if you look at tackle. It's going to be interesting to see how they respond after Obwehi and Fisher played in Houston. Will they stick with Witt at left guard? Would they maybe rotate Obwehi at left tackle? How long will they play Andy? Baltimore has some pretty good rushers, So I think more than anything, we're not going to be talking about the final score Sunday. We're going to be talking about these kids and how much they played.
If the season ended today, the Bengals would have the 8th pick in next year's draft. It'll be the first time they would have a top 10 pick since they selected A.J. Green, number 4 overall, back in 2011. Depending on what happens on Sunday, the Bengals could move up to number 7. They could fall as far as number 11, but obviously it's going to be a premium first-round draft pick.
Yeah, I think, and I think that's how this team builds. They build through the draft, and they're going to have a bunch of compensatory picks. This draft is good. They hope it's going to have as much impact as the 2012 draft, when they had several draft picks. They had an extra 3rd, and they had an extra 5th that year, and they should get at least that this year because they lost Marvin Jones and Mohamed Sanu and Andre Smith, and that is a way to restock your club, and I think I don't think they're going to overhaul this thing. I think they're going to do it how they've always done it, very light on free agents, big on a draft. You got to remember, this is a club that the last 5 ball games they lost by a total of 16 points. So one thing I know they will go in free agency and get is probably a kicker. So, and I think they look back and figure, well, if we had a kicker, we might have had 2 or 3 of those games. What would we be talking about now? So I just don't see them. I don't see the big overhaul. I just see the same formula, a little bit of light in free agency, go big time in a draft, and I hope they can do in 2017 what they did in 2012.
All right. It's been a frustrating season so far. The Bengals hope to end it on a winning note this Sunday at 1 o'clock at home against Baltimore. For Jeff Hobson and our photographers, Stephen Huddy and Andy Nolan, thank you for checking out Bengals Breakdown throughout the year here on Bengals.com.